With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Rough weather overnight in Oklahoma.
There are signs of houses ruined and reports of people injured in the Oklahoma City area. Authorities say a tornado and severe thunderstorm struck the Oklahoma City area during the early morning hours, causing injuries and scattered damage. Police say half a dozen people were taken to hospitals. Aerial surveys show homes battered with roofs torn off, trees down, and cars flipped over. There are thousands without electricity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump at a major rally in Pennsylvania today.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of massive numbers of criminals coming into our country. Thank you very much, Kamala and Joe. And I will bring back the American dream, and we'll bring it back stronger than ever before.
Also at SRNnews.com, latest polling continues to show a very tight race.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Firefighters in Massachusetts continue battling stubborn brush fires around the state, with officials urging residents to take precautions to avoid sparking new fires. Hundreds of acres in the greater Boston area have already burned in the past week. New fires cropping up now in the western and central parts of the state. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have outraised their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on spots. Now, the majority of the money being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida, there's also been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota as well. This is SRN News. British Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves says taxes will increase by $52 billion to plug a hole in the public finances and provide new funding in the UK's cash-starved public services.
In the Labour Party's first budget since regaining power after 14 years in July, Reeves also changed the UK's debt rules. It's a move that will allow the government to borrow more to, as she explained, quote, invest, invest, invest. The opposition Conservatives said hiking a tax on employers was a breach of Labour's election promise and would lead to lower wages.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting tough times for a once immensely popular restaurant chain. TGI Fridays filing for bankruptcy protection as it looks for ways to, quote, ensure the long-term viability of the casual dining brand. More details at srnnews.com.